Moncrief on News Talk.
If you've access to one, it's very pleasant to walk your dog on the beach. But how pleasant is it for everyone else? For pretty obvious reasons, beaches and dog poo are not a great combination. The biologist and environmental consultant Aina Nealauna has a view on this. Good afternoon, Aina.
Yes, I have a view on everything, and I certainly have a view on this. First of all, I have to say I like dogs. I'm a dog person.
Okay.
So I like dogs. So that's this is not coming from any aversion to dogs at all. But the thing is that dogs do poo, and poo contains germs. In fact, a single gram of dog poo can contain up to 23 million fecal coliform bacteria.
Mm.
So dogs can do their business when they're out walking. You bring your bag and you pick up after them. That's what people do.
Yeah.
But on beaches where people are with their children and their children are in their bare feet running around and children put their hands to their mouths and everything all the time, digging castles and what have you, they can pick up dog poo that's buried in the sand because people think, oh, we kicked the sand over it or the tide will come in and wash it away and this sort of thing. Now, actually, there are bylaws. Each county council produces bylaws controlling dogs on the beach. Now, anywhere in the whole country that has a blue flag beach, and we're really proud of our blue flag beaches, dogs are completely barred on those during the bathing season, which you'd be glad to know is from the 1st of June until the 15th of September. No dogs of any description on blue flag beaches.
Mm.
Because the point of the blue flag beach is that the water is completely free from contaminating bacteria. And you can imagine that if you push one dog poo, apparently contains enough E. coli bacteria to contaminate an Olympic-sized swimming pool, if you wouldn't be minding. So there's plenty of that. But this is not me making this up. UCD, the acclimatised team in UCD, did a whole survey on this and they estimated the impact of dog fouling on bathing water quality in Sandymount Strand and Merrion Strand in Dublin and Donabate and Portrahan beaches in County Dublin. And they were able to work out that dog fouling has contributed to the failing bathing water quality in Dublin Bay. And loads of people swim in Dublin Bay. You know, and if the water is dirty and people who are compromised, people who have things wrong with them, and are supposed to be minding themselves and not exposing themselves to germs, are deprived of swimming in the sea because their doctors won't agree that they could because there's bacteria. So it's not just me being a crank. I mean, this is the way it is. So you don't bring your dog on the beach during the swimming times between the 1st of June and the 15th of September. And the swimming times are considered to be between 10 in the morning and 7 in the evening. So you want to walk in your dog on the beach, put a lead on him, bring him before 10 o'clock or after 7 and pick up after him. But hard is that?
But there are bylaws.
That's what I'm saying. Each county council has bylaws.
But sure, do they enforce them?
Well, I mean, we're the people who should be enforcing them. If I'm on the beach and someone comes along and the dog is running around, I say to them, your dog should not be on this beach. Look, there's a sign over there. And they tell you to F off and everything else. It's not your business. But it is my business. And I don't care. I mean, I might have a skin like a rhinoceros. Don't care what they tell me. But if you said it then, and the other person down there said it, and six people on the beach said to them each, you know, then they might begin. So, but we don't police the beaches ourselves. I mean, do we think the fellas in the county council offices are going to come out and do it? I mean, that's a real copper saying, oh, they don't enforce it. It's for our benefit. We should enforce it.
Absolutely.
And the other thing, and while I'm at it.
Okay.
And while I'm at it, in the wintertime then, you have a different scenario entirely. Dublin Bay is actually a UNESCO site. It's a World Heritage Site. Only one of two in Ireland. The other one is Killarney National Park. And it's really well, it's really getting this because of the huge amount of bird life there's on it. We have so many thousands of waders. It's a special protection area. It's the devil and all. So when the tide goes out in Sandymount Strand, and Sandymount Strand is there forever, all these flocks of birds come to feed in the mud. They're like sewing machines, sticking their heads up and down, eating them.
Mm.
You come along with your dog and the dog runs out and chases all the birds away. I've seen it happen umpteen times. Now, there's nobody swimming and this is a different mortal sin, if you like.
Yes, yeah.
But again, you're not meant to have your dogs on the beaches without leashes on them and this is what's happening. So that's two sins. You can commit a sin in the summer and a sin in the winter. No bother, two different sins.
But is it materially any different to walking your dog in the park? You know, people are expected to pick up after their dog there and to keep their dog on a leash.
Yes.
Shouldn't the same apply to a beach or is it somehow worse on it?
It's somehow worse because the tide doesn't come in the park. So if you do your poo in the park and it's on the grass, the worst that will happen is someone will walk on it or a kid will put their hand on it and eat it. But in the beach, the tide comes in and it pollutes the whole water. I mean, I did say 23 million fecal coliforms per gram of dog poo. And those make you sick. Also, dog waste contains, wait for this now, they contain parasites such as hookworms, whipworms, roundworms, ringworms, tapeworms, parvovirus and salmonella. I mean, you know, that's not going to do anybody any good. And all those are in the dog poo. No matter how healthy you might think your dog is, we're not dogs. We have a different reaction to things. So, I mean, why do you not want to hear this? These things are giving us dirt and we're objecting to it. Why are you sort of saying, well, can they not do this and can they not do that? If your children got sick from eating that, you wouldn't be very keen on.
No, but it's, say, in a park. So it's worse on a beach.
Because the water gets contaminated. It's bad in the park as well if it's your child that's been poking at
it. Let's assume that there's an irresponsible minority who are not doing that, who are not cleaning up after their dog or walking their dog on a leash. Then don't we need greater enforcement to stop that minority from doing that, or to discourage that minority from doing that, or let them know there's a penalty if they do this?
Well, there is a penalty, 150 euro.
But sure, there's no one around to fine them.
But this is what you are again saying, there's nobody around to fine it, so it can't happen. We are the police. It's for us. I mean, these fines and things are not for the county council to get money to paint the walls.
But sure, you and I can't fine them.
Well, we can give out to them. We can say, listen, you didn't pick up that. We can make a show of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people don't smoke on the bus anymore because everybody else gives out to them, not because you'll be fined for smoking on the bus. I mean, I remember when you couldn't see people on the bus because of smoking. And, you know, I mean, it was the other people saying, stop smoking, put out your cigarette. You know, it was pure people power. So, I mean, if the county council or the wardens can't do it, well, then this is a disgraceful law. That is not the case. You have to think about it from the other point of view. The law is for our benefit and then we should take ownership of it.
Yeah. Who puts dog poo in a bag and throws it on the ground or hangs it on a bush?
Oh, yeah, that's
I've seen that too. That's mad.
I mean, on the bush is never going to. I mean, inside in the plastic bag, how do they think that's going to break down?
It's going to turn into a sort of a dog poo.
In
bush.
Germany, there's a couple of places where they take them down and they do DNA analysis of them and they're able to find out who owns the dog. That's what we need, a few German people like that
here. CSI dog poo. We have a dog, says a listener, who I bring for a walk on the beach every day. He's never had an issue with anyone. I always bring poo bags. I do have to say that there are not enough bins so that you sometimes end up walking around with a dog of poo for an hour or so. Someone else says they live in Dundalk. I bring my dog to the beach at least once a week. I always bring two bags with me. If there is no one around, I will let them off the lead to run free. But if I see someone or someone else is walking a dog, I always put him back on the lead. Now, is that okay if there's no one around, let the dog have a run around?
If a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there, does it make a noise?
Yeah.
I mean, why are they asking people to put them on the lead? And generally it is because they interfere with people who are afraid of dogs. So, I mean, she's to be commended for doing that and putting the dog back on the leash, because a lot of people go to the beach with their children to be happy. And then if you're nervous of a dog, you're watching the whole time. And but if there's no one there at all and it's not between the bad hours, that's probably only a venial sin. I wouldn't be too against that.
Yeah, so what you mentioned about the birds, though.
Yeah,
if they're chasing the birds, the birds are suffering.
Well, yeah, but the birds won't be feeding there in the summertime because the birds, these are winter waders. And Dundalk Bay is a big important place for birds as well.
Yeah. Someone else says, as a sea swimmer in Dublin, it's bad enough having to worry about human sewage when it rains, rather than dog poo now too. To be honest, I've never thought about it, and it is gross. Somebody else suggests that the local authorities should have beach cleaning machines like they have in Spain. Someone disagrees with you. No, Anna, you're not the police. You've no right to challenge anyone. Another texter says, I confronted...
You haven't got a right, but they can't stop me. You're supposed to have that dog on the lead. Look at the sign.
You're expressing your opinion, so you do have a right to do that.
Swimming in Dublin Bay, I remember one city manager saying years ago, before they fixed up Ringsend, swimming in Dublin Bay was going through the motions.
I confronted somebody who had their dog roaming around the beach the other week, and my God, was I met with a very frosty reception. I don't think I would say it again. There was such a thing as personal responsibility, but people don't care. Or some people don't care.
Yeah, but you want someone else to come and join you for giving it. You want another punter on the beach to give out as well.
Yeah.
But I mean, it builds a head of steam. It's like anything else. Like people being rude on the bus to the driver, you know, all sorts of things. People put down their head and they won't interfere. And then when someone comes along and attacks you, nobody's going to interfere either, because there's no concept of it. I mean, this is the kind of person I am. I'll end up with me, you know, is in the back of my ears or something. But this is the way it is. But I mean, I do think it's not just awkwardness. I mean, there's a health issue here. There is a health issue here, very much so.
Yeah. Anna, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.